Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Tes, 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Tes of an Aleph, Gufo, we learned previously on Daf Yud Tes of an Beis, that Reb Zeir brought a Braisa in order to ask a Sira on the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin, and the Braisa stated, Matzah Get Isha B'Shuk, if we find a Get Isha in the marketplace, Bizman Shabal Moido Yachsel Isha, if Reuven is Moido that he previously gave this Get to Rachel, then we return the Get to Rachel, and the Rishonim explained that you return the Get to Rachel in front of two Edim, and therefore Monashach, either Reuven previously gave the Get to Rachel properly, and therefore was a get at that point, or at this point, when you give the get to Rachel, it will now be a get because you gave it to her in front of two Edim. However, if the husband is not Moida and he claims that he never gave the get to her, then certainly you can't give the get to Rachel because potentially she's an Eish Ezish, and we also can't return the get to Reuven as potentially he actually was Megarisha and he already divorced her, and by having the get, he will claim that he already paid her a ksuba, and since she didn't return the ksuba to him, therefore she returned the get to him, and potentially by giving the get back to Reuven, he will cheat Rachel out of her ksuba. And Taisus on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis in Dima Maskel Ina Bal Moida LeYachzer points out that Afgad the Nemanus LeMegarashtani, that even though a woman is generally Neman to say that she was divorced, and if so, why do we say that Ina Bal Moida LeYachzer if she is saying that she was divorced? And Taisus says Hacha Ina Nemanus over here she's not believed to be Iza Panel Kivin Da Get Meseir, as although generally a woman will not be Meis Panel to claim that she was divorced when she wasn't really divorced. However, since in our case, there is a get that's miseir to her claim, therefore, potentially she would be Meir's Panel, and therefore we don't believe her, and as long as Reuven is not Moida that he divorced her, we would not return the get, neither to her, nor to Reuven. Our Gemara continues, Bizmacha bal Moida miya yachzel isha, that if the husband is Moida that he actually gave this get to Rachel, we would return the get to Rachel, v'leich l'shem akasalita minisam v'leih nasal la tishrei, that l'chari we should have a chash, that maybe Reuven wrote the get to give to Rachel in Nisan, and he didn't give the get to her until Tishrei, and really between Nisan and Tishrei, Reuven and Rachel were really married, and therefore during that 6 month period, Reuven had a right to the peiros of Rachel. The other baal v'zov imperium in Nisan v'Tishrei, and therefore Reuven went and sold the rights to the peiros from Nisan to Tishrei, and of course he properly did so since he didn't yet divorce his wife Rachel. And ultimately, Reuven only gave this get to Rachel in Tishrei. And l'chayr, if we now give this get back to Rachel, umafka legita the kasuf in Nisan, so now Rachel will bring out her get which was written in Nisan va'asel l'mitzvah l'kuchay shloikedin. And she'll go over to the buyer of these payers and say to the buyer, you had no right to buy these payers because I was divorced already from Nisan. And Ayin Taisis Diva Maschel Velechish Dilma Kasalitim Nisan, where Taisis explains, why is it that the Gemara only has a Shaila in the case where Rachel lost this get, as potentially she could come to cheat after Lekuchais, if L'chari this should be a general concern by every single get, Ayin Taisis. And also Taisis points out that although Reb Asi, in regard to the Mishnah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, stated that we are Chayshish Shema Kasav and Abaye was chaylik and said, however, our Gemara's question is even according to Abaye, as the only time that Abaye stated that the date of the get is when the shibud starts, and therefore in our case, the date of the get should also be the date that a husband loses the right to her mezainis. However, Taisa states, however, when a woman gets divorced, that is a detriment to her, and therefore the get is not chal at the time that the chsimis occur. The get is only chal, even according to Abaya, at the time that the get is delivered, and therefore, even according to Abaya, the Gemara's question is still valid. Gemara continues, that the Braisa works out, according to the Manda Oma, Mesechtes Gittin, that holds that once a husband has in his mind that he will divorce his wife, then he no longer has a right to her payers. Therefore, once he was Kasav Lagasha Benisan, even though he was Megarisha until Tishrei, he already lost the rights to the payers already in Nisan, and therefore the husband had no right to sell the payers to Lukukhais, and in a Kanami, this woman will be able to take this get and go and collect the payers from the Lukukhais, and by giving the get back to Rachel, it will not cause any problem to Lukukhais, as Lemaisa Reuven had no right to sell these payers to the Lukukhais. However, the Gemara is, Alamanda Oma Yesh Lebal Payers at Shasin Sina, Mayak Lamema, but according to the Manda Oma, Mesechtes Gittin that hold that a husband has a right to the payers until the time that he actually gives the get to Rachel. So Lukhiro, how can you give this get back to Rachel if Lukhiro, she could now go and collect from the Lukukhais, Shloikedin, and she will go to the buyers that bought payers from Reuven between Nisan and Tishrei, and she will claim that she actually received this get in Nisan, even though she only received the get in Tishrei. And the Gemara responds, Ki Asala Mitrov, when Rachel comes to collect the payers from Shimon who bought these payers from Reuven between Nisan and Tishrei, Amrina La, so they were tying into her, I see Raya, Amos Mata Gita Liyadech, that you have to bring bring a raya at what point you actually received the get, and we won't just trust the fact that she says that she received the get in Nisan, and therefore it won't come out a problem, and she will not be able to be tayyuf ben al-kukha shalaykadin, and since this get was lost, therefore there's a raya in this get, and therefore we will require Rachel to bring a proof that she already received this get in Nisan. And before we continue, the Ritva points out that the next 16 lines of the Gemara are not really the Lashon of Rabina and Rav Ashi, and they're really the Lashon of Rabbi Yudai Gain. And once again, we see that it's a different Lashon of the Gemara and a different Derech of the Gemara. And the Gemara now goes through the Shakal V'Taya and explains what we just stated. And the Gemara contrasts the din that we just stated, B'negeya Get, and the din that we learned on Daf Yud Beis and Beis in the Mishnah, B'negeya Shtachayiv, as the Gemara asked, U'mai Shnah Mishtari Chayiv, and why is the din of Get different than the din of Shtachayiv? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Matzah Shtari Chayiv, if we found Shtari Chayiv, Im Yesh Ben Achrayis Nechasim, Lo Yachzer, if the Achrayis Nechasim, and if there's a lien against the Nechasim, then you would not return the Shtachayiv to the Malvo, V'okimna Keshachayiv Moida, and according to Rab Asi and according to Abaya, we explained that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven was Moida, that he owes this money to Shimon, and Rab Asi explained that the reason why we wouldn't return the Shtachayiv to Shimon is because Mishum Shema Kasav Lovois Benisim Vlei Lova Tishrei, as potentially Reuven wrote the Shtachayiv in Nisan, and he didn't actually borrow the money from Shimon, and therefore the lien really doesn't start until Tishrei, because Tarif Lekucha Shaloi Kedin, and Shimon will now go and collect from Lekucha Shaloi Kedin, and he'll go and foreclose on properties of Lekuchas that bought properties from Reuven between Nisan and Tishrei, and of course that would be Shaloi Kedin. And as Rav Asi previously explained, that the reason why we have the Chashash is because Shimon lost the Shtar, and therefore there's already a Reis in the Shtar, but generally we would not have the Chashash. And the Gemara now is that Hasim Nami Lahada V'chiyasa L'mitrof Neimalei Aisiraya Emes Matash Tarchoy L'yotcha. Now L'chiyah, just like we stated, when this woman comes to collect the payers, so Rachel will not be able to cheat the buyer of the payers, because the buyer of the payers will tie it to Rachel that I will only return the payers if you can prove to me when you actually received this get. L'chiyah, why wouldn't you say the same din v'negei Shtachoyiv? And the Mishnah should state that even though there's a lien against Reuven's properties, but we should still return the Shtachoyiv to Shimon, and when Shimon will go and try to foreclose on the Lekuchas, so the Lekuchas will tie it to Shimon that the only way that you could foreclose on us is only if you bring a proof as to when you actually gave this loan to Reuven. And L'chayra, in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Shimon will not be able to be tired from Lekuchas Shalei Kedin. And the Gemara now explains that there's a reason why B'negeya Get Isha, the Lekech will actually ask her this question, and B'negeya Shtachayiv, the Lekech will not ask this question. And the Gemara's Mechalak as follows: Amri, Hacha Gabi Get Isha, Os Lekech V'tava, Oma Haida Druanele Rabbanon Legita, Mishim Lo Ta'agim Mitesev, Hashta the Ka'asa Lemitra of Tezel Vitesiraya, Amos Mata Gitaliada, the Bishlema Benegea Get Isha. So a person that actually bought the payers from her husband will actually say to himself, I understand that she lost this get at one point, and Lemaisa, really the Rabbana will Mesupik if she actually has a right to the get or not. But Lemaisa, we have many Takanas, Mishumaguna, Kilubra Rabbanon, and therefore the Rabbana will Mekel, and they said that we're going to give her the get, and we will trust her husband that he divorced her in order to make sure that she doesn't become an Aguna and she could go and get married. However, Shimon, who bought these periods from Reuven between Nisan and Tishrei, he says to himself that that doesn't mean that the Rabbanon actually looked into every single detail of the get, and they actually determined that he gave the get to her in Nisan, as potentially they didn't even look into that, and it could be that she was only divorced in Tishrei, and it could even be that she's only divorced at this moment when they gave the get to her in front of Edim. And therefore, when Rachel will come to Shimon and claim that you had no right to buy these payers, as I already received my get in Nisan, it certainly makes sense that Shimon will say back to Rachel that you have to bring me a raya and bring proof that you actually were divorced in Nisan and not in Tishrei, and not at the time that this get was lost and then found, and then based on the fact that your husband admitted that he gave the get to you, so Bezdin delivered the get to you in front of Edim, and at that point the get was chal. However, the Gemara continues, However, B'negei Shtachayiv, Levi who bought a sada from Reuven between Nisan and Tishrei will not come with a taina to Shimon and say that you can't collect on your lien because I'm not certain as to when you loaned the money to Reuven. And the reason is because Oma, as Levi says, by the fact that Rabbanon returned the Shtachayiv to Shimon, Pshita, then it's Pashut that the whole reason why they returned the Shtachayiv to Shimon was in order that Shimon could collect on his Chayiv, Shma Mina, and therefore it must be that Kon Rabbanon B'Milsa, that Rabbanon investigated and they already determined that this Shtachayiv is not a Shtar Muktum, and therefore it must be that Shimon lent this money to Reuven prior to me buying this field from Reuven. Therefore, there is no question that Shimon's lien is a proper lien. Therefore, Levi will not ask this question. And Lemaisa, there is still a potential that Reuven actually lent this money only in Tishrei and not in Nisan, and therefore he'll be Tarif Lekuchas Shaloi Kedin. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that Fir Chesel Mirav that stated, Matzegite Nashim Vishachur Avadim, and the Mishnah stated, Hareze Lo Yachzer, you would not return the Shtah Shukha to the Eved or to the Adin, Shadi Oimeh, because we say, Ksuvim Hayu, that this Shtah was written, Vinim Chalein Shle Litnon, and then the Adin decided not to give it to the Eved, and therefore it's not a valid Shtah Shukha. And our Gemara begins and brings the Braisa, Tanar Abadim, we learned the Braisa, Matze Shtah Shukha Bashuk, if we find a Shtah Shukha for an Eved Knadi in a marketplace, Bizmat Sharab Moido, Yachzel Eved, if the Adin is Moido, that he actually gave the Shtah Shukha to the Eved Knadi, then you return the Shtah Shukha to the Eved Knadi. However, in a Rab Moido, Lo Yachzel Lo Lezev, Lo Lezev, if the master is not Moido, that he actually delivered the Shtah Shukha to his Eved, then you wouldn't return it to the Eved, and you wouldn't return it to the master. And the Gemara now asks, Bizmat Sharab Moido, Mi Yachzel Eved, we stated that at the time that the master's Moido, that he actually gave the Shtah Shukha to the Eved Knadi, then you return the Shtah Shukha to the Eved Knadi. And why would we do so? We should once again be chayshish that maybe the master wrote the Shtach Shikra in Nisan and he didn't give it to the Eved Knadi until Tishrei, and then the Eved Knadi went and he bought Nechasim between Nisan and Tishrei, and of course Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, and therefore it really belongs to the master, and the master went and properly sold it to a third party and he sold it to Shimon. If we're now going to give the Shtach Shikra back to the Eved Knadi, now the Eved Knadi will bring out his Shtah Shukha, which was written in Nisan, and he'll claim that the Shtah Shukha was given to him in Nisan, and therefore those Nechasim that the Eved Knadi bought were really the Eved Knadi's, as at that point he was already a Ben Chayrin, and therefore the master had no right to sell these Nechasim to Shimon, and therefore the Eved will now take the Nechasim back from Shimon, Shalai Kedin. And Ayin Ritva points out that in this case, the Gemara really could have given a much more simple case, and the Gemara could have said that the Adin went and sold the Eved Knadi between Nisan and Tishrei, and then the Eved Knadi will claim that the Adin had no right to sell him as he was already a Ben Chayrin from Nisan. And the Ritva explains that since Benegei get Isha, the only case that we could have given is in a case where Reuven sold the Nichsei Melug of Rachel between Nisan and Tishrei. Therefore, in the case of Eved Knadi, we also talk about a case where the Adin went and sold the Nechasim of the Eved between Nisan and Tishrei. And let's keep in mind that previously, when we asked this question, Benegei get Isha, we pointed out from Taisis that the question originally was even according to Abaya. However, our Gemara now points out that this question that we're asking right now will only potentially be according to Rab Asi and not according to Abaya, as Hanich Lamanda Omar Schusel Eved Sheyetzu B'Tachas Rabba L'Chiris, the din of this Braisa makes sense according to Lamanda Omar that says in Masechtas Gittin, and it is a benefit for an Eved to go at L'Chiris, and as Rashi says, Toivi Yetzloi Shematir Bekal, as at this point the Eved Knani becomes Mutalovi Bekal, and since this Shachoyv is a Schus for the Eved, Ucha Abaya, and if we hold like Abaya, the Amar Eda Bechasum and Zachenle Shaper, and since Abaya holds that if it's a schus for someone, then the Eda Bechasum and Zachenle, then immediately upon the signatures of the Edim onto a star, it becomes a valid star, and the only thing that you have to wait for is the actual delivery. And as we learned previously, that once Reuven delivers the Shtah Shikra to his Eved Knadi, then retroactively the Shtah Chayiv would be considered in effect from the date of the star. Therefore, of course, we won't have to be Chayshish Shem Akasav Litlan Benissa Vele Noslan Atishrei, as Lemaisa. Once the Eved Knadi received his Shtah Shukha in Tishrei, it was already retroactively effective from Nisan, and therefore the Eved Knadi was already a Ben Chayrin from Nisan. And in a Chanami, when he goes and collects from any buyer that bought his assets between Nisan and Tishrei, he is properly going and collecting from them. However, the Gemara continues, El Lamanda Amma Chayvu LeEved Sheyotz Mitachas Yad Rabbi L'Chiris Mayik LeMeba, but according to the Lamanda Amma Masechtas Gittin, that hold that it is a detriment to an Eved to be going out L'Chiris, and as Rashi says, Chayvasahu Sheyotz Mitachas Rabbi Klay as if he's an Eved of a Kohen, it passes him at this point from Tshuma, and if he's an Eved of Yisrael, at this point, he's going to be also to marry a Shifcha Knanis, and as we know, it's better to be married to a Shifcha Knanis, as she is more available to him for Bia, and she is a bigger Prutza, and therefore he has more anah from being married to a Shifcha Knanis than being restricted to marry a Bas Yisrael, and therefore, if it's a Chayiv for an Eved Knani to go free, then certainly even according to Abaya, we wouldn't say either bechasum and zochenle. Certainly, we should not give this shtach shikra back to the Eved Knadi, as we should be choishes shem akasav litloy benisan v'loy noslay atishrei. And the Eved will now go and be tayer from the lekucha shaloi kedin. And ayin Rashi diba maschel mayik lemeima the hashtel lek lemeima either bechasum of zochenle. As certainly, we can't say the svar Abaya of either bechasum and zochenle the in chavul adam shaloi befanav. And of course, when the Gemara goes through the shakel v'taya according to Abaya, the Gemara leaves out that certainly the Gemara's question is valid according to Rabasi, as Rab Asi never held Eda B'chasum and Zachlai, And the Gemara continues and answers a similar terrace that we gave in a gay get isha. The chiyas lemitra from min lei. I see raya imis mata shichur liyadech. When this eved knani comes and tries to be tevei Shimon and tells Shimon that lemaisa I was freed in nisan and therefore the nechassim that you bought really belong to me. Lemaisa Shimon will turn to the eved knani and say that you must prove to me that you received this get shichur in nisan and you didn't receive it at a later date. Once again, we would have to say a similar svara as we stated beforehand as to the chiluk between a shtach choyev and a get isha. And in regard to a shtach shichra, Shimon will definitely think to himself that the reason why the Rabbanan said that this shtach shichra is valid and they gave it back to the Eved Knani was simply because they wanted to make sure that this Eved Knani had a raya that he became a ben chayrin, and therefore the Rabbanan did not necessarily have to investigate as to the exact date of the shtach shichra, as they didn't think that the Eved Knani will go and use this in order to collect the payers from Shimon. However, now that the Eved Knani will try to use the shtach shichra in order to collect his payers and his nechassim from Shimon, so Shimon certainly will ask the Eved Knani to prove as to the exact date that he actually received the shtach shichra. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that Yud Chesem Adav, if we find Daitiki and Matana Harezel Layachse, we would not return it. Shani Oimek Suvin Hayuvelum Chaleim Shloi Litnon. When we learned the Mishnah, we already explained what a Daitiki and Matana is, but the Gemara brings a Brisa that explains this as well. As Tanur Abanu, we learned the Brisa Azi Daitiki. What is a Daitiki? Da Tehele Mekem Veliyis Shem Meis Nechassim Lupleini. That a Daitiki refers to a star of a Madash Chimra, and we know that the Rabbanim was saying that since when a Shimra is on his deathbed, the Rabbanim did not want him to have anxiety as to what will happen to his nechassim, and therefore they were misakin that if a Shimra just says that he wants to give his nechassim to someone, then that would work. There was no requirement to make an actual kinyan, and as we know, divrei Shimra is chesun chemesurin dami, and lemaisa afterwards they wrote in the shtar that this is what the Shimra stated, and this shtar was called the shtar daitiki, as it comes from the lashon that this gift should be a valid and enduring gift, and if Reuven dies, then his nechassim should go to Shimon. And the Gemara continues matano that the lashon matano refers to called shekasa by Mayim Alachmisa, any shtar that says that I'm giving you a gift, and as Rashi says, the gufa kaka is koned loy min ayoyim, that the gufa kaka is acquired by you today, ve'in loy oiv v'shus l'meicha, and I have no further right to go and sell it to anyone else, v'litna, or to give it to someone, ulay risha, or to be marish it to someone else, that appears in oichel kol meichayev alachmisa. However, even though Reuven's giving this gift to Shimon, Shimon still has no right to use the payers until Reuven dies. And the Gemara is bothered that how can you tell me that a matana is only in a case where Reuven writes to Shimon, Ma'ayoy Malachamisa, Ela Iksiv Ma'ayoy Malachamisa, Hu Dekani, that the only way that Shimon is Koina is only in a scenario where Reuven wrote, Ha'ayoy Malachamisa, Vi Loy Loy Koni, and if Reuven didn't write this Lashin, that Shimon would not be Koina. Certainly, if Reuven just gives a gift to Shimon and he doesn't say, Ma'ayoy Malachamisa, then certainly that should even be a better gift, as Shimon will not only be Koina the Gufa Kaka, but Shimon will immediately even be Koina the Paris. And therefore, on Mabaya, Baya explains, Hachikama, this is what the Brisa meant to say, Ezi Matnasbari, Sheikh Matnashimra, what is the case where you have a matana that a healthy person gives that works in a similar fashion to a matana that's given by Shimra, the loy koni alachemisa, and in both cases, you're not going to be koina the actual payers until after the death of Reuven, kol shekasuba mayoyim alachemisa, any Matnasbari where they wrote a loshin of mayoyim alachemisa will work in the same fashion as a Matnashimra. And Ayn Rashi, stam Matnashimra, loy kani loy alachemisa, the machmis misa hu mitzavo, as certainly when Reuven is giving this gift to Shimon, it's only based on the fact that he thinks that he's dying, but in a chenami, if Reuven gave away all his nechassim and then Reuven gets better, then certainly the gift was not valid. And the Gemara continues, time of delay matzlu. In our Mishnah, we mentioned that if someone finds a shtar daitiki or a shtar matana, then you don't return it to the owner, as lemaisa v'choshish that maybe they wrote the shtar matana or the shtar daitiki, and they then decided not to deliver the shtar matana or the shtar daitiki. And it's clear that the only reason why we wouldn't return the shtar daitiki or shtar matana is because Reuven said that I don't want to give it to him. Ha'amatnu noisin. But if he said that I do want to give it to Shimon, then certainly at that point you would give it to him. And the Gemara continues and asks the steer from Braisa, Verminu matz daitekais apaitekais matanais afal pishishne moidin loyachse loyluzev loyluzev, that if you find a shtar daiteki or you find a shtar paiteki or shtar matanais, even if both of them are moida, this shtar was actually a valid shtar and it was delivered, you would not return the shtar to either party. And Rashi explains shtar paitekais sha'as loysada paiteki lemilval peh sha'as loyalov milval yashana, that if Reuven owed $1,000 to Shimon and then he said that you could go and collect from a specific sada, that's called the shtar paitiki. In any case, that's not really relevant to our sugya. And the main point of the Gemara is that we see in this brisa that if someone finds a shtar daitiki or shtar matana, even though both of them are moida, you still can't return that shtar matana or the shtar daitiki. And from our Mishnah, it's muchach that ha'amatnu noisnin. And before we continue, let's understand this brisa as Rashi explains what is the reason why when you find a shtar daitiki and a shtar matano, where both of the parties are moida, that you would not return it to either party. And Rashi says, Shem kasvul zev le musle vele zacha bekaka, as potentially Reuven wrote the shtar matano or the shtar daitiki to Shimon, and lemaisa he decided not to give it to Shimon, and therefore Shimon was not yet zeicha in this kaka. And then Reuven decided to actually give this kaka to Levi, and he actually wrote the shtar, and he actually delivered the shtar to Levi. And lemaisa, after Reuven already gave this sada to Levi, he had regret. And now Reuven wants to give it to Shimon instead of Levi. Maybe that's why Reuven agreed that this shtar was actually Shimon's, and he already delivered it to Shimon, as he knows that the date that's written in the shtar to Shimon is prior to the date that's written in the shtar to Levi. And once Shimon has a shtar, Shimon will now go to Bezin and prove that he received this gift from Reuven prior to Levi, and therefore Reuven had no right to give this matana to Levi. And this way Reuven will be able to cheat Levi and be able to make sure that the gift goes to Shimon as he now wants. And before we continue, let's point out that both in our Mishnah as well as in the Braisa, we were talking about the cases of the Bat Shchivra as well as the Matnas Bari, and therefore certainly when we see the Gemara's Teretz, it will be a bit difficult to understand, and we'll get back to this in a moment. And the Gemara continues and will explain that there's a chiluk between our Mishnah and the Braisa, and Amar Rab Abba Bar Mamal Loi Kasha, and we continue on Daf Yutes and Beis Habibari Habishchimra, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Matana was from a Shchimra, and the case of the Braisa is talking about a Matnas Bari. And Rashi explains Habibari Shohi Shtab Matnas Bari, it was a shtab from a Matana from a healthy person, like Sibbe, as it didn't say in the shtar, Kid Kots of Rami Ba'arsi, as this person was weak and lying in a bed, Kederach Shekaisvim Bishtori Matnas Shchimra. And the Gemara will now explain the Teretz of the Gemara in detail, and Ayin Ritva, who points out that from this point of the Gemara until 28 lines down in the Gemara, when the Gemara states Maskil Darazvid, is actually the Lashon of Rabbi Yehudai Goyin and not the Lashon of the Gemara. And Ritva says, Barichas HaLashon Muchiach HaLav, and the Arichas HaLashon of the Gemara is definitely Muchach, that's not the standard Lashon of Ravina and Rav Ashi. And before we continue, let's just point out that there's a major chiluk between a Matnas Bari and a Matnas Shchimra, as when a Shchimra gives a gift to someone, he can always retract, and it's not considered a final gift until the Shchimra dies. However, when a healthy person gives a Matana, then the Matana is fully effective once he delivers the Shtar and once the person makes a Kinyan. And therefore, when a healthy person gives a gift to someone, he can't retract and take back the gift or give it to someone else. Therefore, the Gemara explains the difference between our Mishnah and the Braisa, as Mastistin Nitana Yiha Amatru Noistin, that in our Mishnah, we were Medayik, that if Reuven says to give this Matana and give the Shtar to Shimon, that we will give the Shtar to Shimon, that was Bishchimra Debam Hadu. It was specifically talking about a case where Reuven was a Shchimra, and therefore he could always be Chayza, and he could always retract on his gift. Daminon Mayit Lameima, as we say, that what would be the Chashash, and why would we think that you can't give it back to Shimon? And the only problem may be, as we stated beforehand, that maybe Reuven originally wrote the Shtar for Shimon, and Reuven then decided not to give this gift to Shimon, and he held back the Shtar, and he never gave the Shtar to Shimon. Then Reuven decides to give this gift to Levi, and he writes his Shtar Matana to Levi, and he delivers the Shtar Matana to Levi, and Hashta Kahadabe Mahudi Yavinele, and the Chashash would be that maybe at this point Reuven decides that he doesn't really want to give this Matana to Levi, and he really wants to retract and make sure that Shimon receives the Matana. And the Gemara will now explain why this will not be a problem at all, and there's no problem to give the Shtar to Shimon, as Ibn Matnas Bari Yavale, as if when Reuven actually delivered the second Matana and he gave the Matana to Levi, he was healthy, so less Lepseda, certainly there will not be any loss to Levi. And the Chinaf Kitarti, when we now see that there are two Shtaris, one from Reuven to Shimon and one from Reuven to Levi, Basreis Zachi, certainly Levi will win the Ahadu Be Mekamaisa, as certainly it's considered a Chazara on the first Shtar, and since at the time that Reuven gave the gift to Shimon, Reuven was a Shchimra, therefore now that we find another Shtar from Reuven to Levi, and that Shtar has a later date than the Shtar that was given from Reuven to Shimon, then certainly we see that Reuven was Chayza, and therefore his original Matna Shchimra to Shimon was no longer a valid Matana, and therefore there's no way that Reuven will be able to cheat Levi in this scenario. And the Gemara continues that even Matna Shchimra Nami Yav Nale, and if you will say that when Reuven gave the Matana to Levi, Reuven was still a Shchimra, so less Bapseda, there won't be a Pseda to Levi either, the Basreis Zachi, as certainly Levi will be Zeicha, the Kahada Be Mekamaisa, as we see that he was Chayza from his original Shtar that he wrote to Shimon, since the date of the Shtar Matana that he wrote as a Shchimra that he wrote to Levi was a later date than the Shtar Matnas Shchimra that he wrote to Shimon. And of course, as we explained, a person that's a Shchimra can always be Chayza and can retract his Matana up until the point that he dies. dies, and that's why Mimana Shach, it makes sense why our Mishnah stated that if we find a shtar of a Mana Shchimra, then the Shchimra can actually tell us that we should give the shtar to Shimon, and there's no concern as to fraud. However, the Gemara continue, Kiktani B'Braiso, Afal Pishishne Moidim Lo Yachsa Lo Lezev Lo Lezev, and the reason why in the Braiso we stated that even though both of them agree that it was a valid shtar, that we would not return this shtar to either party, B'Bari is talking about a case where the person that gave this Matana was a healthy person, the Lab Mahadahu, and once he gives a gift to someone, he can't retract from that gift, Daminon, and therefore we do have a chash, as we will say, Dilma Kasval Haime Karva Imlech Lo Yavale, as maybe Ruvain wanted to give this gift to Shimon originally, and he wrote a shtar Matana, but Lemaisi he never gave it to Shimon, as he decided not to give this gift to Shimon, and instead he decided to give a gift to Levi, Vahad Kasval in the Shachrin of Yavale, and then he wrote another shtar Matana while he was a Bari, and he actually delivered that shtar to Levi. And let's keep in mind that since Ruvain is healthy, therefore, the moment that he gives the shtar matana to Levi, Levi was actually koina, and Ruvain can no longer be chayza. Therefore, we have to be chayshish that hashta kahadbe mahudi yavle v'savim mahadle mitzina hadanabi. The lemaisa at this point, Ruvain decides he no longer wants his gift to go to Levi, and instead he wants the gift to go to Shimon, and he knows that he can't just go to Bezdin and say that he was chayza from the gift that he gave to Levi, as once he gave the shtar matana to Levi, immediately Levi was koina, and Ruvain can't be chayza, and therefore Ruvain has an etza. And therefore Ruvain says that I will go and claim that this shtar matana that was now found, and I really never gave it to Shimon, as I decided not to give him this matana, but I will actually claim that I actually gave this shtar matana to Shimon, and now that Shimon receives it back, Shimon will go to Bezin, and he will show that his shtar matana, which came from a bari, predated the shtar matana that was given to Levi, and since it's a matnas bari, therefore Shimon will win. And of course, this is a way that Ruvain can defraud Levi and make sure to get the matana back from Levi and give it to Shimon. And of course, the Gemara is talking about a scenario where Ruvain will go and lose the shtar on purpose in order that when someone finds it, he'll be able to make this claim. And this way, Ruvain will make sure that this matana will not go to Levi and will go to Shimon. And that's why the Braisa states that since this is a matnas bari, we have to be chayshish for this problem. And that's why even if Ruvain and Shimon are moida that this shtar was given to Shimon, we would not believe them, and we will therefore not give the shtar back to Ruvain or to Shimon. And as the Gemara continues, and therefore we say to Ruvain, that even though you're telling us to give the shtar back to Shimon, we won't give it to Shimon, that maybe you actually wrote the shtar for Shimon, but you never actually delivered to Shimon, and maybe you actually wrote a second shtar to Levi, and therefore, Levi really is the proper owner of this matana, and we are chayshish that you're trying to find a way to retract and make sure that Shimon gets this matana. And therefore, Bezin says, based on this chash, we won't give the shtar to Shimon. And Bezin tells Ruvain, Ilo yahavta l'in shachrina, the kabayt the tisva lahai. And if it's true, like you're claiming that you didn't write any other shtar matana, and you didn't already give this matana to Levi, and you want to make sure that this matana goes to Shimon, so kasavli hashtag savachrina, so then just write another shtar at this point, and you'll be able to give this shtar matana to Shimon at this moment. And this way, if you actually didn't give this matana to Levi, now Shimon will be the proper owner of this matana. And Bezdin continued, as even if you're lying and you actually gave this matana already to Levi, then Lemaisa, when Levi comes to Bezdin with his shtar matana will predate your new shtar that you're giving to Shimon. And therefore, Bezdin tells Ruvain that by going and writing a brand new shtar for Shimon, you are making sure that it's going to be impossible for you to try to defraud Levi. Gemara continues, Maskev l'Rosvid, Rosvid asks on this teretz of Rabba Abba Bamamol, that how can you say that the Braisa is talking about a case of a Bari, and our Mishnah is talking about a case of a Shchimra, if L'maisa v'ha'idi v'idi daitikis katani, that both our Mishnah and the Braisa speak about a shtar daitiki, and of course a shtar daitiki is referring to a shtar that's written by a Shchimra. Therefore, certainly not only is our Mishnah talking about a matna Shchimra, the Braisa is also talking about a matna Shchimra, and therefore we're back to our original question, that how could it be that we would die for a Mishnah, ha'amatru noisden, and the Braisa stated, afal pishishneim moidin lo yachse lo lezeh lo lezeh. Before we continue, let's see the top tesis on daf yutesim beis, Braisa v'bori dilma kosvel hai v'lo yavle, and the Gemara said that since it's a matnas bori, therefore, since Ruvain delivered the shtar to Levi prior to Shimon, therefore Levi will be cleaned up and Shimon will not be cleaned up. And tesis says, hainu deloy kabaya, deludvei as a coin tabaya, amai loy nahada, why can't it be that he can't be chayza, kivin shu reitza, de'idab chasumin zachloy, hechad Chatei Shtar Liyadei. Now, Lamaisa, since according to Abaya, we hold that Eidah B'chasum and Zachalai and Reuven Shtar to Shimon was dated prior to Levi Shtar. Therefore, even though Shimon received delivery after Levi, but Lamaisa, Lefi Abaya, Shimon's Shtar Matana should take precedence over Levi's Matana, and therefore, how could the Gemara explain that the Brice is talking about a Bari and Abaya Taretz could Rav Zvid the Besamach? And in Chanami, Taisa says that this Taretz doesn't work out according to Abaya, and Abaya will not be able to use the Taretz of Rabbi Abba Bamamol, and instead he'll be mefarish the difference between our Mishnah and the Brisa based on the same Taretz of Rav Zvid. And Lechari, it's a bit tzarech bia as to Taisa's question, as in Chanami, Abaya holds Eidah B'chasum and Zachanlai, but the only time that it takes effect is only once you deliver it, and then it goes to Mafreya. But certainly, if you go and do a Maisa prior to that, and you deliver the Shtar Matana to someone else, then certainly that's Mevatel, the Shtar Matana to Shimon, and Lechari, the Sfar of Taisa is a bit tzarech bia. And also, prior to continuing, let's point out that ultimately Rav Zvid will be metaretz that both our Mishnah and the Brisa are both speaking about a case of Matna Shchimra, and Lemaisa, although Taisa's Dim Maschal Ba'idi Ve'idi Daitikis Ketani is not referring to this point, but Taisa's question is going to be valid on the Teretz of Rav Zvid, that Taisa is Ben Taima Ve'lifuch Nami Ve'matanis Ketani, that both the Brisa and our Mishnah mention a case of a Matna's Bari as well. How could Rav Zvid ultimately explain that the Mishnah and the Brisa are only speaking about a case of Matna Shchimra? And Taisa's answers Va'im Rabbeinu Tam Demayim Masisin, that our Mishnah is actually speaking about a case Shapirish, where Reuven actually specified Shenoisin LeGufu Peri Mayoyim Im LeYachse Ad LaChemisa the Matzei Hodabei. And as we said, that type of Matnas Bari has the same exact dinim as a Matnas Shchimra. And in a Chanami, when our Mishnah speaks about the case of Matnas Bari, it's talking about that type of Matnas Bari, which is similar to a Matnas Shchimra. And our Gemara now continues Elam Rozvid, and therefore Rozvid explains the chiluk between our Mishnah and the Brisa is Hav Hav Shchimra, that both our Mishnah and the Brisa is talking about Matnas Shchimra, Veloy Kasha, and it's still not Shver Habei Habebrei, that our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven actually comes to Bezin and he says that I gave this Matnas Shchimra to Shimon. In that case, we believe Reuven and we will deliver the Shtar Matana to Shimon, and we don't have the chash that maybe he's trying to defraud someone else, as we will explain. And the Brisa where we stated Afal Pi Shishnei Moedin Lo Yachse Leilu Zev Leilu Zeh is specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven, who was a Shchimra, died from this sickness, and therefore the Brisa tells us that even though the Yorshima Moida, that this Matana was supposed to go to Shimon, that we would not return it to Shimon, and we would not return it to the children either. And once again, from this point until the end of this Gemara, it seems that this is also from the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda Goyin, even though the Ritva doesn't say this point, as Lamaisa Rav Zvid just gave a Teretz, Habev Habibrei, and now the Gemara will once again go in detail and explain the Teretz. And the Gemara now explains, Masisin the Ka'amatnu, Noisin Bididei, the Ba Mahadahu, Damrinon, Inami Yavala in the Shachrina, Lespa Pseda, the Kamo Basra, Basra Zochi, the Hadabe Mikamo. And this part of the Gemara is quite simple, as this was exactly the Taina that the Gemara had in the first Teretz of the Gemara, when Rabbi Abba Mamal stated that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a Matna Shchimra. And once again, since Reuven was a Shchimra at the point that he wrote the Shtar to Shimon, so there's no chash that he's trying to cheat out Levi, as Lemaisa, since at the time that Reuven gave this Matana to Shimon, he was a Shchimra, therefore Reuven had the ability to retract. If the Reuven wrote the Shtar for Shimon, he actually decided not to give it to Shimon, and he then decided either to give the Matana to Levi while he was a Bari, or while he was a Shchimra. In either case, there is no chash that at this point Reuven is trying to defraud Levi by saying that this Shtar was given to Shimon prior to Levi, as ultimately, even if it's true that Reuven gave the Shtar to Shimon prior to Levi, but since this Matana to Shimon was a Matna Shchimra, therefore, since the Shtar to Levi postdates the Shtar of Shimon, therefore Levi will certainly win, and by Reuven trying to make sure that this Shtar goes back to Shimon, he will not be able to cause any loss to Levi, and he will not be able to defraud Levi, as ultimately, since Levi's Shtar postdates Shimon's Shtar, therefore, since the original Matana to Shimon was a Matna Shchimra, certainly Shimon had a right to retract at that point, and therefore the Matana belongs to Levi. And the Gemara continues, Ki Katani Bebraisa, Afal Pi Shishnei Moedim LeYachse LeLezeh VeLeLezeh Bebrei. And when the Braisa stated that even though all agree that this Matna Shchimra was given to Shimon, that we will not return it to either party, it's talking about a scenario where Reuven already died, and now Reuven's son comes to Bezdin, and he claims that this Matna Shchimra that Reuven gave was originally given to Shimon. And it is in this specific scenario that the Braisa told us that we will not return the Shtar Matna Shchimra neither to the child of Reuven or to Shimon. And the Gemara explains the Amrinon, as we say, Dilma Kasav Avu Lahai V'Imlach, as maybe Reuven actually wrote the Shtar Matna Shchimra to Shimon, and then he decided not to give the gift to Shimon. The Lo Yavin Ole, and Reuven never delivered this Shtar Matna Shchimra to Shimon. And the Bas of the Misavu Kasav Iul in the Shachrina V'Yavle V'Hashda Kohadbei Mahu, and then after Reuven already died, Reuven's son decided to give this matana to Levi, and then after Reuven's son already delivered the shtar to Levi, and therefore the matana was already Mekuyim, and it was already considered a valid matana, since it was a matnas bari, as Reuven's son is well and he's healthy. Lemaisa, Reuven's son then decided that he really doesn't want to give this matana to Levi, and Selva Mahadale Matsina Hadarnabi, that certainly Reuven's son realizes that he will not be able to be Chayza, as he gave him a prop matana, and therefore Reuven's son comes up with the following mahalach and the following way to cheat Levi, and he says, Emaluhu, I will tell Bezdin, the Abba Yavale Lahai, Venes Velek Sabe, Venezel Venafik Bnei, the Huzachi, Venifel Gbade. Reuven's son will conveniently lose the shtar that he found that his father wrote as a shrimrat to Shimon. When someone finds it, he will say to Bezdin that really my father wrote this shtar to Shimon while he was a shrimrat, and he actually delivered the shtar shrimrat to Shimon, and therefore when my father died, this matana already went into effect, and Shimon was koinet, and therefore I had no right to go and give this matana to Levi, and therefore if Bezdin will paskin that Shimon has a right to receive this shtar of the matna shrimra from Reuven, then certainly Shimon will have a right to go and take this gift and take this item away from Levi, although it seems that there is no reason for the son of Reuven to go and lie and try to give this matana to Shimon if he already gave it to Levi. However, the Braisa teaches us that we have to be chayshish that maybe Reuven's son made a deal with Shimon, and he said that if I get you this matana, we will split this matana and we will split the proceeds. And that's why the Braisa taught us, afal pi shishnei moedin, that even though Shimon and Reuven's son are moeda, that this matna shrimra was given from Reuven to Shimon prior to Reuven dying, lo yachse leilezeh veleilezeh, we will not return this matna shrimra neither to the son of Reuven or to Shimon. And as the Gemara continues, hilka chamina le, and therefore we say to Reuven's son, anan haik saval lo yavina le lahai, that we won't return this ksav of the shrimra to Shimon, the duma michtav kasve avua mev lo yavle, that maybe your father wrote the shtar for Shimon, but he actually never went through with this matna shrimra, v'yavde atle in the shachrina, and you went and you gave this property to Levi, v'kahadus pei, and now you want to retract. And Bezin continues and tells Reuven's son, eli I kushtaka amrit yavle avuch, and if it's true what you're saying, that your father really gave it to Shimon and you didn't really sell it to Levi, zil at hashta kosavle shtar achrina, then you should go and write a brand new shtar for Shimon, and this way there will be no potential for fraud, as the inami lo yavz le'avua, as even if you were trying to defraud Levi and really your father didn't write the shtar for Shimon, the kasavte atle neshachrina, and you went and you gave this matana already to Levi and you want to be chayza, lest b'pseida, you will not be able to cause a pseida to Levi, the kamu basur kamazochi, and since Reuven's son is a healthy person, and therefore if he wrote a shtar to Levi previously and now he writes another shtar to Shimon, then certainly Levi will win, as by a shtar bari, whoever received the shtar first and whichever shtar predates the other will win, and therefore in this case Levi will not be defrauded, as Levi will bring out a predated shtar, and therefore in this manner Bezin will make sure that Reuven's son is not trying to defraud Levi. And keep in mind, as we mentioned, that Taisus explains, how is it possible that we said that both our Mishnah and the Braisa are referring to matna shrimra? Our Mishnah states daitiki and matana, and the Braisa also states that we're talking about a case of matza daitikais apaitikais umatanais, and it's mashma that we're talking about a matna shbari as well, and I in the long Rashi that discusses this point as well, I in Sham, and I in the Shita Mekubetzes, that it's only at this point of the Gemara that the Gemara said that potentially Reuven's son made a kununya together with Shimon, and they were trying to defraud Levi. Reuven's son and Shimon will split the profits, and previously the Gemara did not use this svara, and the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Talmid Rebbeinu Peretz that la'el shayach lemeima v'nifuk ba'day da'mayir b'day v'ilav da'ovel le'nayach lo yoy nes le'klum, and since Reuven is the one that's giving this matana, if not for the fact that Shimon must have done him a favor, then he would have never given Shimon a matana, and therefore it must be that originally Shimon did some favor for Reuven, and that's why Reuven wanted to give him matana, and even though ultimately he was chayza and he decided not to give this matana to Shimon, that was because they had some sort of falling out, and then he gave it to Levi, but then ultimately he remembered the good deeds that Shimon did to him, and therefore he wanted to once again give this matana to Shimon. However, he explains that in our case we're talking about the son of Reuven, that Shimon did not do any taiva for Reuven's son, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say that Reuven's son wants to give a matana to Shimon for nothing. And we will stop over here.